This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Up. It's 7 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Hello. It's Kara, Jennifer, Victoria, and Rich. I got to go through the scorecard here.
I like when Rich is here. My name comes first.
Yeah, well, get your props, girl.
And Kara, you and I are actually two different people.
I know. Normally when Doug is here, I'm maybe Victoria's that person at the end.
Keelan. Yeah.
Well, all right, so you get a little reprieve from that. Doug is not here, as you can assume. He is up in the air somewhere flying over Boston. He was late last night getting out of Denver. He says, I will be there. So he promises he will be walking in at some point. So you'll probably, I have his mic up and open in the studio. So if you hear somebody tripping into the studio, that will likely be him.
We'll either have to call 911 or.
Or most likely some burping in the background or something like that.
Some kind of gaseous noise. So until then, we're going to keep you up to speed on what's going on out there. And let's go check out the Nice attacks, because those idiots over in ISIS land are saying, yeah, you know what? We did it. That was us. Yep. He was definitely one of our brothers. But the French Interior Minister, Bernard Azenaville, says, how was that? Did you get that?
That was pretty good.
Yeah. He says,
you're
you know what?
Your inner Pierre.
Any link has yet to be established. We cannot say whether it was or whether it wasn't.
You know, the only link I need is when they start shouting Allahu Akbar before they start shooting.
Well,
actually, that's a pretty good indication that.
And that's the thing.
If it's not ISIS, it's something extreme.
Well, it's probably not ISIS. This guy, apparently, according to his lawyer, wasn't very bright. And so it probably wasn't ISIS, but, you know, maybe he was,
Influenced
by them, and, you know, that's all you need,
yeah,
really.
A couple of years ago, there's a magazine, and this boggles my mind as I've started to study more about this stuff. It kills me. But there are magazines put out by Al-Qaeda and ISIS. One of them from Al-Qaeda is called Inspire Magazine,
right,
where they market to the West.
It
exactly
looks like Cosmo.
How it does. It's glossy,
it's
and
glossy,
beautiful.
It's print, it's color.
And they market, yeah, they market to the West how exactly to perpetrate terror attacks on people. And just a couple of years ago, they featured an article about using your trucks to mow down Westerners like grass. So whether or not he meant to, I mean, a lot of times people go, well, he was a bad Muslim. He liked to chase women and he ate pork and he drank. Well, when you go out killing infidels, it's the belief that you erase all of your sins. Same thing with Omar Mateen in Florida. Mm-hmm. If he had gay tendencies, those all get erased when you go out killing people. And that's a motivator, I think, for a lot of people looking to repair maybe their bad way of life. So now there's this new level. It's not just as strictly religious anymore. It's the people who want forgiveness for their sins. It's crazy.
Mm. Right, absolutely. Well, I think one trend that we'll see with these people is apparently this guy had some anger, and he wasn't that bright, according to reports and lawyers.
Mohammed Buhel was a delivery driver with a wife, three children, and
you know what? I don't want to give that guy any press. Forget him. He doesn't need any press. He was in. He was
a did you just put the rich stamp of removal on?
Yeah. You know, I was on the way in this morning, and I was listening to NPR. And they did a whole segment on the guy who shot the police in Baton Rouge. And while it was interesting, I don't want to glamorize these guys. I don't want their name being out there to where they get the press that they desire. They want to go out guns a-blazing and be known for being able to take down this guy that shot the police in Baton Rouge. He was in Dallas when the Dallas police got shot, just by chance, and he wanted to take up. He thinks that this is basically the July 4th for the crowd that he belongs to, whatever you want to call it. He thinks this is how they're going to get their independence, is by force. You are not going to be able to talk. You're not going to be able to protest your way out of it. The only way you're going to get what you want is by force and by just killing people. And yeah. I don't want to give that guy any problems.
You know, it's so weird, and I don't know what you guys think, Victoria and Kara, maybe Kara specifically, because as people are going out now, remember it used to be that you would just leave, like, a suicide note or maybe a manifesto, like they used to call it when you were up to no good. He left a viral video about everything, and this is like the new element is now we get to know these people so intimately because there's video and there's Facebook and there's Twitter and there's, you know, everything that he posted on YouTube. Now we know intimately what they're thinking, and they do reach that certain level of fame just because of their social media presence.
Is that video still on YouTube? Have they taken it down?
I would be surprised, but... Yeah, I mean, it feels weird. It feels like we've reached this new generation of, you know, people have always committed suicide, which is sad, but it seemed like before people did it because they were unhappy with their life. And now it seems like people are doing it because they're unhappy with their life, but also because they hate everyone else.
Wow.
And they feel people have wronged them.
Well, suicide bombers have been around for a really long time.
But it just seems like this weird thing in the U.S.
Let's be
where...
clear, though. There's suicide bomber or death by police has nothing to do with committing suicide. People who commit suicide and only take themselves out have one thing in mind. They just want to end it for themselves. These people want to take as many people out, and specific people, as they can.
Yeah.
And so they're going with them as just a byproduct.
Yeah, what was it, the Japanese kamikazes? In World War II. Yeah. I mean, we know it as a delicious yet too sweet shot, but it was, you know, back then that was like, that wasn't even for religion, that was just for their country. Just ramming themselves and blowing themselves up into U.S. ships.
So to glamorize these people and to talk about them, and nobody's going to talk about them in a positive light, unless maybe you're on YouTube or something, but still, just to even give them any attention, to talk about the issue or the subject of the story, sure, fine, but to talk about the person and what may have caused them to do it,
in a situation like this, is there even any hope of, you know, if you study what they did or the kind of person that they were, is there even any hope of figuring out a solution of maybe how you can stop that in the future? I feel like...
That's valuable
information that I feel like you can get from it, but I wish we didn't have to use their names.
Right, exactly. I'm not down with that. So I don't know.
Let's move on to something happier. Is there happier stuff going on?
There is some happier stuff.
Not much.
Jen, I was waiting for you.
There's got to be something funny at least.
No, there is. There is. Jen, guess who's out at Fox News?
Who's out at Fox News?
Guess who's out at Fox News?
I don't know.
Roger Ailes' time as Fox News CEO is coming to an end. New York Magazine broke the news Monday, citing two unnamed sources who report 21st Century Fox founder Rupert Murdoch and his sons, who both worked for Fox News' parent company, made the decision to part ways with Ailes. Former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson filed a lawsuit against 76-year-old Ailes at the beginning of July, citing sexual harassment. Carlson, who worked for the news company for 11 years, claimed in a suit that Ailes sabotaged her career because she refused to sexual advances. Afterwards, Carlson's lawyer was reportedly contacted by dozens of other women who claimed they too were sexually harassed by Ailes, some accounts going back as far as the 1960s. Ailes has denied the allegations, and his lawyers have filed a motion to have the lawsuit settled confidentially in a federal court. Details on exactly when Ailes will be removed from his position at Fox News are unclear. One source told New York Magazine Ailes is expected to be presented with a choice this week to resign or face being fired, while another source says actions to let Ailes go might not happen until the Republican National Convention is over. Venuzzi, I'm Captain Beek.
Hmm?
Yeah, well, you know, not a big surprise.
Bill Cosby just called. He said,
I actually was surprised by this. I didn't think that they were... I thought the Old Boy Network was going to back him until the very end. I didn't really think that they'd get rid of him.
He's had so much controversy, though. I mean, part of what's going on, it's been a year, a reign of terror, and maybe more, who knows. But, I mean, a lot of the whole argument between Megyn Kelly and Donald Trump, a lot of that came, it was rooted in Roger Ailes' dislike for Donald Trump. And so there was a lot of drama behind the scenes about how the anchors were supposed to act in that coverage. Then you have these sexual advances that Gretchen Carlson's talking about, six other women. I don't know. It might be time for, I mean, and look, the guy's 76 years old. If I were him, I would take the retirement package and just go hit the beach somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. He's probably going to be hanging out in McDonald's and Starbucks.
That's what I would do, except you can't search for porn there anymore on Wi-Fi, but
no free porn.
And McDonald's and Starbucks put filters on their Wi-Fi so that you can't search porn anymore, so Roger Ailes will have to find somewhere else to go.
He may have to go to the Burger King, I don't know.
The question is does Gretchen Carlson get her job back at that point?
Oh, no. Gretchen Carlson, I truly believe Gretchen Carlson was fired because her ratings were bad. I mean, I think it smells really funny that your sexual lawsuit comes out after your contract was not renewed because your ratings were not all that great. So,
I don't think they're mutually exclusive, though. I think that it still is highly possible that it happened. But I don't.
Oh, I agree. I think it probably did, but the timing is what looks really bad for her. I think if she had reported it when it happened, she could have left Fox
six
and she would have been picked up by CNN or MSNBC.
So now she's kind of on the beach, right?
Yeah,
okay. All right, well, there it is. Fox News, ISIS, bang, 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 you're up to speed. We're going to do a Dudley search right now. For the next 3 minutes, we're going to be looking for Doug Steffen.
Bring your cowbells, everybody.
In the plane, bring your cowbells. It's 18 past on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back-to-school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure.
She loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser-loser.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today, free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Throwing an outdoor party? Lifestyle expert Valerie Greenberg makes it a twofer with Burpee vegetable plants.
It's a twofer. Gorgeous decor inside and out and yummy Burpee herbs and veggies. Great for cocktails, salads, even bruschetta.
More at BurpeeHomeGardens.com. Talking eats.
I love making my own ice creams and ice cream cakes. My fave, two new mixes from the Curious Creamery. I add my choice of liquids and mix-ins. No ice cream maker required. Takes just minutes, plus freezing time.
More at TheCuriousCreamery.com.
I think So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Past the hour, Judge Steffen's Good Day. I am Rich McFadden, and I will admit to you that I have no idea what this song is. It's Miranda Lambert. I like her a lot. I think she's very cool. I like her attitude.
Be honest, you think she's cute?
She's very cute. She's very, very hot. That Little Red Wagon video.
Yeah.
How do you not?
I know.
Right?
You can't ride my Little Red Wagon.
So I'm going to go to our country music expert, Jennifer, and have her tell us what's going on with this song.
Well, this is actually Miranda's first big release after her divorce from Blake Shelton. So she was a little slower than Blake in getting some new music out, but this is her first crack at it, and she's hitting the tour circuit throughout the summer, so she's promoting this album, and so far, so good. I know she did some stuff on the internet to celebrate the launch of this, and I think it's pretty good. I mean, it's definitely deeper and not... Some of her songs can just be fun and silly songs. This one's definitely got some grit.
So, tell me, I don't... These celebrity marriages that go bad. You know, Blake Shelton got with Gwen Stefani, like... 5 seconds, and now I come to find this new artist that I like. His name is Anderson East,
mm-hmm.
and I email you and I tell you all about him. And you're like, oh yeah, he's dating Miranda Lambert. What is up with these people?
Well, wasn't he the opening act?
He might have been
with her. I think he was her opener for a while, and that's how they met.
Yeah, more ways than one.
Yeah, I could have made that up. I think I read that somewhere.
Well, he was just touring with the Dixie Chicks. He just came through D.C. with the Dixie Chicks 2-3 weeks ago. But I mean, it's like these people just move along like, yeah, I'm ready.
That's so true in Hollywood, though. It's kind of quick. They have these intense romances, and then they just sort of peter out. Blake and Miranda were together for 10 years. Which in Hollywood terms is like a lifetime.
Yeah.
I mean, they were only married for 4, but they dated for a really long time ahead of that. I don't know. I mean, the rumor was that she may have cheated. There was also a rumor going around that he wanted to settle down and have kids, and she was ready. You know, she's younger. Yeah, she wanted to keep touring. And so, I don't know. It's hard when both people are touring unless you're really committed to making it work together. And I think they were pretty separate towards the end.
I think, was it? I also read something, and, you know, you never know what you can really believe. But I read something else about he was really liking being in L.A., and she does not like L.A. at all.
Yeah, because he was doing the voice.
So it sounds like they had real people issues in.
Yeah, I think so.
Magnified by money. Hey, here's Anderson East, her boyfriend.
I got fever. 110.
Great stuff.
You're my own.
Great voice.
Yeah, he's got kind of this cool, soulful, a little bit raspy voice. And I first saw him on Live from Daryl's House. Daryl Hall from Hall & Oates.
Oh, yeah, that's a good show.
Has this, started out as a web show, and it's grown as on VH1 and Access TV now. And so I watch every episode that comes out. They usually have, you know, guest hosts that come to his house and just jam with him. And this was one of the stars. And I was like, this guy's great. And I went out and downloaded his album on Apple Music, and kind of this real kind of soulful, bluesy, R&B type feel to it. So I was really surprised to hear that he's with Miranda Lambert, because I didn't see him as a country guy, but
I can hear a little bit of crossover, though, with this.
Yeah,
he definitely is making waves in the country world.
All right, so wherever you are, this is my promotion of the week. Go check out Anderson East, but if he comes to town, don't make him go to one of the large venues. Don't go to the concert, because I want to keep him small.
I'm sure he wants that too, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, absolutely.
Keep it small.
28 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Tara, Rich, Victoria, Jennifer, and you.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Who goes there? You know, one of the strongest instincts dogs have is their territorial instinct, the desire to protect the pack's home and property. The mail carrier and the newspaper boy are often targets of this instinctive behavior. The very nature of their work actually serves to reinforce as a dog's protective behavior. These perceived interlopers make brief visits, simply making deliveries, making a lot of noise, then quickly they leave, they run away. The dog attributes their rapid departure to her warning by barking off and growling and challenging them. In other words, the dog believes it was her aggressive behavior that scared them and caused them to retreat. Having successfully protected her territory, the dog is encouraged to do the same thing the next day, the next day, and the next day. It's the same reason dogs chase cars, because they always win. The car runs away. The mailman comes to the house the same time every day, drops off the mail, makes noise, the dog barks, the dog growls, the mailman runs away. It builds up the dog's confidence, and from the dog's point of view, he thinks he's doing exactly what he should be doing. All more next night.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call Geico today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
Select Craftsman Extreme Grip tools are on sale all month this July at your neighborhood Ace. Like screwdrivers with diamond-coated tips and sockets with serrated jaws. Offer valid July 1st to the 31st on select Craftsman Extreme Grip tools at participating locations and acehardware.com. See store for details. Kit a worry-free smoke and carbon monoxide alarms with a sealed-in lithium battery offering 10 years of protection and no more battery chirps. They're also designed to help you choose the right alarm for the right location. Don't wait. Buy Kit as worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Not a good idea, but yeah. You're just kind of tired and punchy, and yeah. So you just sort of go for it. Well, I do, and I don't think I hide this very well, but I do a local show in Southern California that deals specifically with politics on a radio station, and so I was actually in recording my show at an earlier time because it was like a quarterly luncheon for the staff. I don't know, just a whole plethora of things causing me to go in earlier to record it. So I'm playing because our producer was pulling some audio cuts, and I'm sitting there kind of just, you know, waiting and bored, and I see the audio, like the button bar in front of me, and so I see Charles in Charge. And I know that it's there because Scott Baio was speaking at the Republican National Convention. mentioned, right? So it's timely, and this Scott Baio was Charles in Charge. And that was one of my jams. Like, I mean, I loved that show when I was growing up, and so I'm like, oh my gosh, I hadn't heard that song since whenever that show was on, which I'm guessing was somewhere in the 90s. And so I click play, and the next thing I know, I'm sort of singing at the top of my lungs to Charles in Charge at a pretty conservative radio group. Not realizing that our producer has the volume cranked to the other studio.
Oh my God. We need to get some audio of that.
Oh, he's got it, and he started replaying it for me. He's like, I've got your blackmail now. So he's got me singing Charles in Charge.
That's
and I
great.
Believe many people heard
That's
it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so.
You're a really good sport about that.
My soul was moved.
She doesn't care. He's good with it. All right, so speaking of the convention yesterday, Charles in Charge was there, but also the Trumpster was there, and he made an epic entrance. He steps out in front of a
shadow
screen.
Box.
Yeah, it's like a silhouette of him.
We love you.
Well, that's because...
Me and my multiple personalities.
No, the we is actually very wise because it's making everybody feel like they're in the same club with him. This is not the first time that he's done this WWE-style entrance, and I have to say, it gives me chills up my little Trump spine.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. The first time was when he announced his presidency back in June of 2015 at Trump Tower, and he descended the stairs with Melania. Remember, he descended down on the escalator. It was very dramatic, very WWE-esque.
Oh, that's hysterical.
And last night, you know, the same kind of deal with that screen, and you see a shadow, and then he walks out to this song. I mean, it was like his entry music. And there were a lot of memes on social media that placed his picture in the shadow box. Right next to the entrance of the Undertaker.
Oh my God, I gotta
get
to Twitter. That's hysterical.
When I hear WWE entrance, though, I want to see like somebody in a ring, like actually jumping off of the.
I want to see some costumes.
Just give it time. Yeah. There's tonight and tomorrow and Thursday.
Yeah, he took a chair and just whacked somebody over the back with it.
I guess you can't put it all out there on the first night, huh?
Yeah, I mean, hey, if Ted Cruz, if there's some shenanigans with Ted Cruz, watch out for that steel chair, Teddy boy.
Does Trump speak every night, or he's just there the whole time?
Actually, traditionally, the candidate doesn't speak until Thursday when they get the nomination. There's only been three times where you've actually seen or heard from the candidate before they get the nomination. This was the third time. He introduced Melania, but he did it really quickly to his credit, which I thought was good. The other two times, George H.W. Bush came out after Barbara spoke, and then President Obama introduced, or no, I think came out after Michelle spoke. Yeah, so those were the only other two candidates who did what he had done.
I predict that Trump will come out on Thursday night for a speech to this one. With the rock. He'll have the hood on with the robe.
Although I think they told him they can't use this song.
Well, yeah, I'm wondering if he'll get any flack from Queen.
Yeah.
I'm sure they didn't approve it.
Use it and then apologize. Ask for permission afterwards. Whatever. I'm so tired of all these rock stars writing all these songs and wanting everybody in the world to listen to your song. Except for that guy. That guy I don't like. I don't want him listening to my song. Get out of here. All right, so what else happened at the convention last night?
Well, we had the Make America Quack Again movement. Willie Robertson from Duck Dynasty. He was the one that started things off. And I was was a little annoyed. You know, I'm all primed up because I'm a political nerd. And so, and I'm, believe me, I will give just as close attention to the DNC as I do to the RNC. I just love it. And so I'm sitting at my desk and doing some work, and I see Willie Robertson comes up and he starts talking, and then Fox News cuts away. Thank God for CNN. They let everybody fly, so I got to watch America quack again. That was fun. Scott Baio spoke. He was actually really good. Yeah.
Really? What did Chachi have to say?
Just, you know, about how important it is to keep America safe and what's been going on lately. Real short. He and Willie Robertson had very short speeches.
Conservative here. Okay. Is that all we can get? Is the guy from Duck Dynasty and Charles in Charge, Chachi?
Well, Willie Robertson has been a Trump supporter from the beginning, and Scott Baio and Antonio Sabato have sort of come out this year as celebrities who are conservative, and so I think maybe that's why they were part of it.
At least Mitt had Clint Eastwood, you know.
Yeah, but Clint Eastwood in the chair, it didn't go well. Rudy Giuliani, I thought, was probably the best of the night. He was fired up, man. I mean, I haven't seen him campaign this hard. He didn't campaign this hard for himself. He was up there shouting about how this is going to be, you know, a very crucial time, and he's, you know, worried about terror and all the stuff going on with the police. And so he was there. He was great. Sheriff David Clark was there. It was a pretty good night. Joni Ernst spoke as well, but I felt bad. You know, Michael Flynn, who was on the short list of vice presidential candidates, he's a retired general. He spoke after Melania, and he was kind of a snooze fest. And so Joni Ernst was supposed to close the night, and by the time she got to the stage, the stadium was empty.
Really?
Because he was kind of boring, and it was already late, and so I can imagine a few people snuck out early.
Oh, I would feel so bad. All right, let me ask you this. So I was listening to a conversation last night or early this morning, and they were saying that security is something that strikes women as important, and that it's a big election ticket for them. So do you guys, when you guys vote, do you think about security? And if you do, do you think that one person or the other would be better at it? Because the Trump campaign is saying, listen, when it comes to these protests and the police shootings and security in general, that's where we are going to win.
Me? You want me to go first?
Please.
Okay, I'll go first, and I'm interested to hear what Victoria and Kara have to say. I would say that safety is probably... Safety and the economy, to me, are the two absolute biggest issues. That's what I vote on. And the reason that I am and have been a Trumper is that I'm disappointed by the way the current administration has treated our security. I think they're in denial about the threat of ISIS and Islamic terror. I think that under this administration, I've never felt more divided than I have in my lifetime. And I lived in L.A. during the Rodney King riots. My school was shut down because of rioting. I mean, in my lifetime, I have never felt more divided in racial, at least in racial ways.
Kara, do you vote on security?
I mean, obviously it's important, but...
What's your top issue?
I guess for me, like, social issues are fairly important, and so...
Yeah, me too.
You're that age.
Yeah.
You're both at that age.
It's true. So it's hard to, you know, when I look and someone is saying, you know, something against gay marriage or something like that, that's a non-issue. And so that becomes when someone has it as an issue on their platform, which I don't think either of these people really do. I don't think Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump particularly do. That makes me not want to vote for someone. But security is important. I just don't necessarily think, say with Donald Trump, that's a big issue for him. And he's talked about building walls. I don't necessarily think that the things he wants to do for security are going to go anywhere, though. So I would like to see, like, a realistic plan.
Okay, Victoria. Now, both of you are in your 20s. Jen,
No, I'm in my 30s.
You're in your 30s? Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, the economy, I need to know that, yes, the economy would be probably at the top of the list there. But social issues are very important to me. So, I just, those two combined, and security, when I think of security, I live in New York City. So security to me is really about, I want everyone to be safe around the world. But in my New York City thinking,
sure.
Every day, security is on my mind every single day. So I need the people who are right here in New York City to be the ones that I focus on when I think of security. I think of every single day getting around and not being killed in my own city.
And you are very lucky where you live, because the NYPD after 9/11 has become probably the premier police force in the country by far. I mean,
I do think that they have done an amazing job, and I do think that William Bratton has done a great job as the police commissioner. So when I think of security, my first thought is always right here in New York City, and my secondary thought would be, nationwide and worldwide.
Well, it's one of my great beliefs is that all politics are local, and unfortunately it isn't as true today as it should be. But I agree with you. When I look at safety, I look at my local police force, and I want to know that somebody's doing a good job in my backyard. And
that's a city thing. I mean, if you're in D.C., Baltimore or L.A., you do tend... Well, L.A. I feel like is so spread out. I don't know if you guys have that same mentality where every day it's on your mind. I'm guessing probably not, because you don't have subways and stuff. So, that's something that we just, as New Yorkers, we're always on alert for everything, for every day.
Before we wrap this up, curiosity, because both of you, both Victoria and Karen, I know a lot of
young women...
I just
want to tell you that you're eating into your TV report.
I know, it's okay, but just real quick.
Okay.
You guys both, and I know a lot of women give that same answer about social issues. What is it, the social issue that you feel is in jeopardy that is most important?
Well, women's...
Is something in jeopardy, or...
Women's reproductive rights. That's number...
abortion would be the thing. Okay.
Well, and not just abortion, but access to health care and, things like that. That's very, very important to me. I'm not pro-abortion. I don't think anyone in their right mind would be for abortion, but I am absolutely pro-choice, and there needs to be access to it, in my opinion. So.
Yeah, I would agree. That one is also very, very high on the list for me.
All right. There you go. It's 47 past the hour. A TV report coming up with Jennifer on Good Day at 47 past.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
Let's hear it, J-Lo.
J-Ho.
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 I don't want to call you that.
Well, there is a little bit of stuff on TV tonight that is not RNC related. The RNC, of course, will be probably the most watched, I would imagine. You're going to see it on most of the networks, at least pieces of it. ABC, NBC are all doing at least the most important hours of the convention. But if politics is not your jam, and I know that for some people it is not, I have three lovely TV shows for you to check out tonight, and ready for your consumption. First, we'll start with The CW and The Flash. If you want to kind of get caught up on that show, CW is airing the superhero, you know, fantastic episode of The Flash, CW 8 o'clock. Containment, also brand new on the CW. That's at 9. And James Patterson Zoo airs on CBS at 9, an all-new episode.
You know,
right,
I haven't
there.
Watched that this season. I've watched
I
it last
either.
Year.
I haven't either. I liked it last year. Gotta
yeah.
check it out.
I have to catch up on it.
A Sloth is on the run, by the way.
There you go. You're up to speed. You know what to watch. We've got something for you here on the Good Day Show at 49 past the hour.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it, other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then, I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio, and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely. And I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kind. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
From the way back machine. And Victoria and Kara, I love your smile. All right, Amy Newmark joins us each and every week at this time, and she is going to tell us about the power of putting on that lipstick and putting out those pearly whites, the power of smiling, next with Amy Newmark on Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Doug, Jen, Victoria. Doug is out. We don't know exactly where. He's missing somewhere over the skies of Boston, but we are going to find him at some point, we promise, today. But Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Jennifer Horn, visiting with Amy Newmark. Amy is, if you don't know, the best-selling author, editor-in-chief, and publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, and there are a lot of these books, and each and every one of them, very special, really wonderful. Amy, I have a ton of them, actually, at my office that I consult because they make you feel better. And I think, speaking of making you feel better, smiling is something that is so easy that everybody can do. And not only does it make the person you're smiling at feel good, it makes you feel good too.
Yeah, it's such a simple idea. And I know this is going to sound really hokey to just say, oh, remember to smile. But it's such an easy to implement idea and so obvious and yet so worth repeating. I think a smile is like a boomerang. When you throw one out there, it will always come right back at you.
I like it.
And that is really true.
Yeah, you're not talking about like the beauty queen smile where you have to put Vaseline on your teeth. You're talking about one that like really means something, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you're, let's say you go into a store and the cashier is grumpy. She's not being grumpy at you, but she's just grumpy because of something else that's going on. If you smile at her, she's going to smile back at you, and it will change the energy of that moment, and it might even change the rest of her day. It really works.
It is true. Just walking down the street sometimes, and I live in New York City, and not always do we make eye contact because you never know who you're making eye contact with sometimes. But, I've noticed definitely when I throw a smile at someone or if someone throws a smile at me first, you kind of, it does hit you, and it's like a jolt, and then you want to smile back, and it really is, that energy exchange is really positive.
You're showing somebody that there's a real person in there. You're making a connection. You're both human beings. This is something that unites you. And I really believe that when you throw a smile out at that person might then go and smile at someone else. And who knows, by the end of the day, a smile you gave someone at 8 o'clock in the morning might have turned into 100 extra smiles by 8 p.m.
So how do you get out of your own head? Because I think the times when we forget is when we're so buried in our own thoughts, our own problems. We're just, it's just all centered on what's going on in our universe. How do we remember to do that really easy thing? Like you said, not being hokey, but how do you remember to smile?
I've had a lot of stories about smiling from people who have said that they realized they had fallen into kind of a sour place. And they actually just made a resolution to force themselves to smile. One woman just forced herself to smile 10 times a day. And then she found that over time, she didn't have to remind herself anymore, and it came naturally. Because you get a reward. When you smile, somebody smiles back at you. It changes your day. You're like a rat in a maze. You start working for the reward, right? And you start naturally smiling, so you'll get those smiles back.
We're Pavlov's dog. Now, this tip, the power of smiling, comes from your book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Positive. And I think, gosh, in a news cycle, what people don't realize is when you have all this stuff going on, the people that report on all this news, I mean, there's just terrible stuff happening all the time. And so I think in our own life, this is how we really create change, right, is being positive by smiling at people. What other tips can we learn from Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Positive, to bring some happy energy into our life when things seem kind of doom and gloom out there?
One other tip, don't take things personally. It's not about you.
That's also a really good tip. We all tend to think everything's about us, but it's not.
follow Amy Newmark on Twitter at Amy Newmark, and of course visit chickensoup.com. Chicken Soup of the Soul, the power of...
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.